Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikalskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
And my guest is M.P. Woodward, who is the number one New York Times bestselling author of the brand new book, Shadow State. It's the latest Tom Clancy, Jack Ryan Jr. novel. It is available everywhere. M.P., welcome to the Clancy family. How did that happen?
Well, hey, Brian, first of all, it's good to be with you. It happened because I started with an espionage series called The Handler, followed by a book called Dead Drop. And with those two books, I had the same editor as Clancy, and he's been doing that for many years. So he came and asked me, hey, would you take over the Jack Ryan Jr. series?
So no interview, no nothing. It was just your work got you on the radar, huh?
Well, I think this is kind of a chicken or the egg thing. When I first published The Handler back in 2022, it was that editor who liked the work, and I think he liked the work because he's in that same business, in that same genre. So he probably thought it was something that was a natural thing. But no interview, no tryout, just a. Hey, would you do this?
Got to be a good feeling. But this book, this comes on the heels of me doing a deep dive just on my own, studying the history of the Vietnam War, history of the Vietnam country. And I pick up this book, and it's about Vietnam. And I thought, you know what? This ain't your daddy's Vietnam. This isn't the Vietnam that I've been learning about over the course of watching Ken Burns series and all that. So explain to me what Vietnam likes and how it plays into this book, or what Vietnam looks like now and how it plays into this book.
That was very intentional. I think it's interesting to see how our relationship with America's relationship with Vietnam has changed over the years. And today we face great power competition with China, and much of industry is trying to decouple its supply chain from China. Vietnam is a natural inheritor of that, based on its low cost of capital, its strong labor force, etc. So I thought it would be interesting to center a book where, in a country where there is geopolitical competition between China and the U.S., and to create an industrial espionage ring run by the Chinese within Vietnam, because they knew we would be headed there.
And so, of course, in Shadow State, you got Jack Ryan Jr., the son of the famous Jack Ryan character, former president and all that stuff. But he ends up over there, and realistically, he's working for basically, I wouldn't say a dummy corporation, but it's a fake corporation to get him into this shadow type of espionage. So as you took over the character, how deep did you go into his background and what he had done so far to develop his character further in this book?
Yeah, I went back and read all the Tom Clancy Junior books, as well as I was already very familiar with Tom Clancy and grew up with the books and all that stuff, and so it was a big privilege and very exciting for me to take over. But I went back and reread some of the original Tom Clancy's where Junior first appeared on the scene, and if you look at his development over the series timeline, he's been something of an impetuous operator a lot of the plots are driven by him getting his butt kicked and, you know, going off the reservation a little bit, et cetera. But he's also always been part of this Hendley Associates, which is a private equity firm. So I thought it would be fun to put him, you know, on the job first in his regular role as a private equity analyst, and then stumble into intrigue. And in so doing, force him to make some choices about whether it was the right thing to do, whether he was exposing, you know, his organization in unnatural ways, et cetera. So it was really building him out a little bit more completely and maturing him some.
One of the things I've noticed as different writers have taken over the Clancy series, and I've also heard it from huge Clancy fans, because I came to him later in life, I wasn't an original Clancy reader, is that the books now are not so much as techie as Clancy's were, and everybody I talk to seems to like that. And so as you sat down to write this, why did you strike your balance between making it technical enough to make the story make sense, but not over techie that it's just above people's heads?
Right, right. Well, I do think that the Tom Clancy brand means that it's going to be about national security, that it's going to be a big fairly ambitious plot, and that it will involve some tech, and there is some techno within techno thriller, but as you say, not too much. I think we're now in an era of streaming media where people have a certain framework for how they want a story to be told. They want more action, etc. So I applied enough technology, I hope, to give the story some believability. It's around rare earth minerals and America's dependence on China for rare earth mineral refining. And I at least had to show how that applies to the American defense industry.
I'm chatting with M.P. Woodward about his brand new book, Shadow State. It's the latest Jack Ryan Jr. novel in the Tom Clancy series. And M.P., I know you have a background in naval intelligence, and so you have all this tech stuff in mind. But I want you to take me back, because I know you've talked about this before, about the Michener novel, Tales of the South Pacific, and how you use character development to tell the stories. You have the story down right, but it's really, you're more of a character-driven storyteller than the plot itself.
Yeah, I was inspired a long time ago. I think Tales of the South Pacific was one of those books that fired my imagination when I was a kid in high school, and you know, James Michener wrote it shortly after World War II. And he was a naval intelligence officer, actually, in the book as the narrator. And one of the things that just fired my imagination as a kid was the way that the characters just came alive. And I cared a lot more about the characters than any real plot in that. And that book is really kind of a series of vignettes and short stories in a way. And you kept going because you liked the characters. And so as I write, I start. With characters and what I want to do with them, and go fairly deep into, you know, who they are, and write little summaries and stories about them before I ever begin the book. And as I get into plotting, sometimes you get stuck and you're like, well, what would happen here and here, or why would this guy do that? And if you've characterized things well, then you can put your characters together and it will just sort of naturally occur to you as to how things would go, because you know these people.
One of the things that just amazes me about writers is how they can take a simple story that seems like it has a very quick arc, but then develop it into a 75,000 word novel, 80,000 novel, and I'm not sure how many words this has, but pacing is so important for that, because you can get up and down real quick, like an airplane, but it's flying the plane while it's there and getting the story. So how do you, as a writer, take your story arc, but then add all of the stuff around it to make the story actually go? Because people aren't going to read a 20-page short story. Some of these books could be done in a 20-page short story, but they wouldn't be as entertaining.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it's, for me anyway, it starts with an outline and knowing what I want this set of characters, because you have a main hero, like in this book, it's Jack Ryan Jr., but he has allies, and then you have a main villain, but they also have allies. And you want to show a character arc for each one of them. So first of all, it's not as simple as just one guy. It's multiple people, and you're going to share the perspectives of multiple people. That's one thing. The second thing is that I always try to set out and say, all right, well, what time frame is this? You know, how long is this whole story going to take? And you know, typically it's something like, you know, 1 week to 3 weeks, or maybe a month, something along that line. And then you have to, and then as you're plotting this out in an outline, you have to say, all right, well, what are the major events that are going to drive really a three-act setup? And that's how most stories are set up, where your main character goes through something new, goes through a point of no return, faces a number of obstacles, then gets to the third act where things change and shift, and then moves to an ironic ending.
Well, I see this in television, and I know you have a history with Amazon Prime, but I see this in television with Take the Series Bosch. There seem to be story arcs in that, but you know, even though there's no commercials, they still have the arcs, like four little arcs of each one leading up to where a commercial break would be. And so how much does that influence what you do in writing, to see how TV writers do it? Because I think TV writers are some of the best writers out there now.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I actually spent a lot of time thinking about screenplay writers, and still do, when approaching novels, because as you suggest, those are little breaks that keep you wanting to come back. And so for me, they're all about the transitions. So if you show, for example, say you're going to have the perspective of four or five characters, and you're kind of revolving between those four or five, well, you want the reader to go, hey, what's going to happen to that guy? So on those breaks, it's, hey, he's about to step in to do something dangerous, or, oh, no, he's extremely threatened, you know, those kinds of things. And then those lead to natural breaks where that's the essence of suspense.
Does the Clancy Estate have any editorial approval over your books, or is this strictly between you and the publisher?
There, I would say that the estate has given the publisher and editor quite a bit of agency to take care of matters. I think that we do go to the Clancy Estate and make sure that they're good with the stories that we're going to submit, and so they have some veto authority, but they typically leave the work to the editor and the writer.
And I know there's that constant struggle between art and commerce. And so, are there any subjects that you've been told you can't touch, or countries you can't touch to make bad guys or situations in because of maybe America's financial involvement with them?
No, there's nothing like that, really. I would just say, though, that we want to protect the integrity of the characters in the Clancy Jack Ryan universe, and they're, generally speaking, well, the heroes are all honorable people trying to do the right thing. So you look for scenarios where everyone would feel good about the ending.
Is being part of the Clancy family now, is that the Clancy family of writers, is that kind of like getting to the Land of Oz? It's hard to get there, but once you're there, you're golden.
Well, we'll see. I would love to think I'm golden. It is, it's something of a fraternity, I guess I would say. I know the other writers reasonably well, and we get together once a year for a dinner, and so there's guys that have cycled in and done books at different times. Like Mark Greeney, for example, is a friend of mine, and he originally co-wrote with Tom Clancy and then did several books on his own. So I like to go to those guys for perspective. And this is a part of writing that we call legacy writing. And so it's not just Tom Clancy, right? There's legacy writers out there for Robert Ludlum and Clive Cussler. And in fact, the gentleman who preceded me in this, Don Bentley, has gone on to do the Vince Flynn series, and so we all sort of keep in touch and share challenges and opportunities.
Do you tell each other, hey, don't have Jack Ryan Jr. lose a leg or something because I need him in a different book for a different idea I have?
You know, that we don't do that, but it's sort of funny. You might think it would work that way. We go to there's one editor over top of all these, right? And so he is overseeing the continuity of the series and making sure that, hey, you can't do that, 'cause you're going to close off what we might do in the future. And so if there's any editorials that editorial feedback that I get, it's usually of that nature. Like, hey, we want to keep this guy, you know, thinking this way or healthy or whatever, so that we can use them in the future.
Well, it's just another fantastic novel from a fantastic series. It's Tom Clancy's new Jack Ryan Jr. novel, Shadow State. It's by M.P. Woodward. It's brand new. It's available everywhere. M.P., just a fantastic book here, very fast-paced, and I thank you for joining me to talk about it.
Hey, Brian, I really appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio. I'm Brian Vakalskas. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com, and subscribe to our iTunes podcasts. Thanks to music historian Molly Jolly and segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. It ain't me.